From the Prelude to the Dance by Uriah Mountain Dreamer. What if there is no need to change? No need to try to transform yourself into someone who is more compassionate, more present, more loving or wise? How would this affect all the places in your life where you're endlessly trying to be better? What if the task is simply to unfold, to become who you already are in your essential nature, gentle, compassionate, and capable of living fully and passionately present? What if the question is not, why am I so infrequently the person I really want to be? But why do I so infrequently want to be the person I really am? How would this change what you think you have to learn? What if becoming who and what we truly are happens not through striving and trying, but by recognizing and receiving the people and places and practices that are for us the warmth of encouragement we need to unfold? How would this shape the choices you make about how to spend today? What if you knew that the impulse to move in a way that creates beauty in the world will arise from deep within and guide you every time you simply pay attention and wait? How would this shape your stillness, your movement, your willingness to follow this impulse, to just let go and dance? So what if the question is not, why am I so infrequently the person I really want to be? But why do I so infrequently want to be the person I really am? How would this change what you think you have to learn? What if becoming who and what we truly are happens not through striving and trying, but by recognizing and receiving the people and places and practices that are for us the warmth of encouragement we need to unfold? How would this shape the choices you make about how to spend today? What if you knew that the impulse to move in a way that creates beauty in the world will arise from deep within and guide you every time you simply pay attention and wait? How would this shape your stillness, your movement, your willingness to follow this impulse, to just let go and dance?